Yep, that's right. It is Farmer Fridays. Oh, yeah. 35 past the hour in the morning machine. The machine that makes your mornings continue to move and groove every day. And listen, you know we can't close out the week without our guy, Farmer Wayne. This is Farmer Fridays presented by Swanson Family Farm. Farmer Wayne, good morning.
Good morning. What's happening?
You know what's happening? Travel is happening. Man, I become a promo code. I am honored. Mama, I made it!
Good. Well, look, let's talk about, and we're talking about travel, let's talk about experiencing things differently than what you're normally used to.
Talk about it.
And even on the farm, as you visit other farmers, you visit other operations, there are things that's going to be different than what you have on your farm. So what may work or what may grow well on your farm won't grow well or work well on other people's farms. And as you are a farmer, one of the reasons that I tell y'all to stay off of Instagram and looking at what other people are doing and kind of salivating on what other people are doing is that there are differences. And when you travel to these other farms, enjoy the differences, embrace the differences, but you can't always bring your product and procedures with you to the new operation. So even when you travel, I came off the road. I took some people on a fishing trip and they could not leave their culture with them to enjoy and embrace the difference, the experience of being in a new place doing new things. So I know I'm preaching to the choir on this one, but as you guys get ready to type in Green Machine and you get ready to go to Dubai, the things that you would have done at home should be left at home. Go experience the culture in Dubai. Experience the food. Don't go to McDonald's.
Right.
They might have KFC. Don't go to KFC. Nobody cares that you don't like tomatoes. Nobody cares that you don't like. Experience the food that the people have there.
Right.
Because whatever you learned here that is good, take it. Whatever you learned here that is not culturally relevant to the world, leave it. No one cares how you do things at home. That's for home. So when we go places as Americans, and we tend to tell people how we do it at home.
Right.
That's not the purpose of travel. The purpose of travel is to broaden your horizons.
Hmm.
The purpose of trying new things is to broaden not only your horizons, but your cultural reach and your taste buds.
Mm-hmm.
Culture is mostly attained through taste. You're going to taste the difference in the food. You're going to learn how to cook something different that you can come home and apply. That's how you learn. You have to embrace and indulge in new things, new farming techniques, new forms of communication, new travel partners, new travel buddies, new travel foods. New travel clothes. What you wear in the States is not what you're going to wear, especially some of the ladies, what you're going to wear in Dubai. There's a reason they wear long sleeves out there in the desert. So you don't get burnt up. You don't lose a bunch of moisture from your skin.
Mm-hmm.
Try new things. Type in that Green Machine, but it's important. And as a farmer, I have some clients on the consulting side who have several teachers now. You know, I've backed away. If you end up having multiple teachers, it's not the teachers that are the problem.
Mm.
If you have masters, people who have mastered a thing, and you can't learn from one of them, you're the problem. Your ability to sit down and listen to the person who has done it and put those 10,000 hours in is keeping you from completing the task correctly. Mm. So with that, man, enjoy travel. Enjoy it. I did not have a great time on my trip because everybody wanted to explain to me how they did it at home.
Do we hear that so often on these trips? Hey, look, back home we did this. Back home we did that. And, you know, you get tired of that same conversation every time. It's just like, look, can I just have peace? I know how we do it at home. Let me breathe. Let me be at peace. Just let me lay here and just, you know what I mean?
Yeah. If it was so great at home, why'd you leave? Why?
Right.
The whole point of leaving is to experience something new. I can't experience something new if only thing you want to do is the same thing we did at home. I don't want to experience something new by myself. That's the point of being a human being, is that we do things communally.
Right.
That's where we get joy. I love doing stuff by myself, but there's no joy like sharing experiences with people. So if it was so great, why'd you leave? And I'm particularly touchy about that as it comes, especially with my adopted city of Atlanta in Decatur, because I left New Jersey for a reason.
Right.
And when I came to the South, I wanted to be Southern. I'm still a Jersey boy. I still do the things that I did in Jersey when I'm in Jersey.
Talk about it.
I'm not complaining that I can't find a good cheesesteak in Atlanta. That ain't what Atlanta was for.
Right.
Now, if I can't find some good soul food, we're going to have a problem. Because that's what Atlanta's for. But I'm not trying to bring what I left here. I'm going to keep my experiences, my positive experiences, my negative experiences. I'm going to learn from them. But I want to know everything. When I moved here, I went to the local cats would take me to all the spots. I wanted to go where they wanted to go. I didn't want to go to the club that had Tri-State Night. I had Tri-State Night for 18, 19 years. I wanted something new. I wanted to know what everybody else was doing from other places.
Right.
The people that I met. I purposely didn't hang with people from New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. Because that's where I grew up.
Right. You already knew the lay of the land. You knew what was going on.
I was intrigued with cats from California, Miami, guy from Texas. I wanted to meet people who live completely different and then find out we really are the same than I did.
Right.
So travel. But experience things, whether it's visiting other farms and seeing how they do things and seeing what you can learn and how you can bring that to your place. Travel to other places and try dishes that you probably would have never dreamed of trying. Do something that you would have never on vacation. On your experiences in other places. So when you, as much as I know what people love to go to Dubai to be in the tall scrapers, they actually have some really nice cultural things there because they built the whole place brand new. So try some of the culture too. Yeah, it'll look like Beverly Hills in spots.
Yeah, there is. There really is.
Try some of the, go find out, you know, what camel hump tastes like.
Because
that's real. Sit down, eat with your hands.
Right.
That's real.
Right. Wow. You see, you got to experience these cultures. You got to do that.
You have to, because it'll show you not only you know, every culture has shortcomings.
Mm-hmm.
Every culture has things that people will want to emulate. But we, particularly as African Americans, we get so stuck in what we think is, you know, culture. Really, what is a bunch of people complaining. It's not really culture. And when you go places, you realize exactly how good we have it. Now, I'm not saying, make sure I don't misinterpret what I'm saying. I'm not saying that we don't have things to fight for and fight about.
Right.
But when you go visit some places where things are different, you kind of understand, keep fighting for the things that we have here and the things that we need to improve, but you learn that we don't live as bad as some people around the world. And I still want my heaven on earth. I don't want my heaven. I mean, I'd love to have heaven in heaven, but if other folks can have heaven on earth, I want heaven on earth.
There you go.
But travel. See things, do things differently. Try things different. Experience different things. Experience different techniques. Learn something new.
Expand your horizons.
Expand them. Make a new friend, make a new technique, and you'll be amazed at how those things help you grow as a person and in whatever it is that you're doing.
There it is. There it is. That's Farmer Fridays, man. That's Farmer Fridays. Listen, so first of all, how you liking the new digs? I see still some stuff, you know, going up, and I'm like, wow. Like, there it is. Now, have you fully moved in yet?
We are in, but we're working our way through. So, we don't have a kitchen yet.
Gotcha.
And so, we're upstairs. Well, I don't think we're bringing furniture in until another couple of weeks or so. But
gotcha.
I love it. I love the neighborhood. We're actually doing the yard today, some of the yard.
Okay.
And I'm hoping, I need these Saturdays. I'm hoping the next couple of weeks I can get back with Tashawn.
Oh, wait, hold on. What'd you say?
I'm hoping the next couple of weeks I can get back with Tashawn. Right now I need these Saturdays. And one of the things I learned through this whole process,
right,
is that I need to be selfish because I'm such a giving person.
Mm-hmm.
Excuse me. I had felt bad putting me first, and there were periods where I'm ripping and running, doing other things to help other people, and I wasn't doing me first. And I had to learn. I'm a giving person,
right?
And I had to learn to take me first, put me first, do me first. And through this process, I actually kind of graduated and was like, okay, I'm gonna do me first. And gotcha. This process helped me out a lot. So, I can't wait to have everybody over when we get the kitchen done and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm. I can't wait for that. And you right there in Decatur, where it's greater?
Right there in Decatur, man. Just off of, depending on which way you want to come, off Cameron Road, off Wesley Chapel.
Swanson Family Farm made Decatur even greater than what it already is. That's what I'm talking about.
Nah, man, Decatur made Swanson Family Farm. That's where it all started.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. See, correct me. Yes, sir, correct me. That's what I'm talking about. Decatur, let me know.
Decatur is where I grew up. Henry County is where I learned to become an adult.
Talk to him. That is what I'm talking about, man. Listen. Farmer Fridays, where can people find you, follow you, and buy from you?
Man, Swanson Family Farm on all platforms, Swanson Family Farm, LLC.com. And we've changed the model now. We're doing a lot more sourcing from farmers. People are just calling me every couple of days like, hey, I've got this, can you sell it? Hey, I've got these grass-fed, can you sell it? I've got chickens, can you sell them? So we're going to start when we update the platform, we're going to have a lot more product available that we're going to source from really good, sustainable farmers. So Swanson Family Farm, LLC.com. Just keep your eyes and ears peeled on social media for us.
That is what I'm talking about. See, every week, there's always a build to something else. There's always something coming down the pipeline. And then it's, you know, all of it is realized. You know, this needs, for those who listen every week, this should be inspiring. So if you have this idea in mind and you haven't actually executed it, go out and get it done. Get it done today while you're thinking about it. You know, while you have some resources, get it done today, because you can see the evolution. When you have division, you can see the evolution through. And this is exactly what Farmer Wayne has been doing each time since the first show, which was May of last year, and now it's June of this year. The evolution of everything up to this point. So, you know, very inspiring. Thank you very much, Farmer Wayne. I really appreciate you. You have a great weekend, and we're going to talk to you next week, my brother.
All right, man. Happy Father's Day, everybody.
Happy Father's Day to you as well, man. Thank you so much.